You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Cold morning.
I do not want to start the day out where people are tuning in and thinking, hey, I want to hear Mino and the Mayor and Todd or the guy behind the window, whatever it is. I want to hear them.
Guy behind the window. Yeah.
So I told somebody yesterday, I said, just contact Todd, commonly referred to now as the guy behind the other side of the window.
We talked about that guy's.
No, I just want to say, okay. We don't want to bring you all down.
What the weather, you mean?
Give him about a 3-word synopsis of the weather outside right now.
Very cold
and awful. Windy and wet and
17 degrees off course.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is truly
that's
one
like
of those,
20.
Yeah. I mean, put a little heavier coat on the kids if they're at the bus stop today type of thing.
Don't.
It is cold and icky.
Yeah, we got to get this out of our system.
We do, man. Enough of this.
But I think we're looking at a good weekend, though. I know there's parades.
Not bad.
Chilly.
Well, compared to this.
But as long as it's not raining, we'll take it.
Right.
Yeah.
This would be terrible for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Because everything in Memorial Day is outside.
Everything. So, anyway. So, it's 46 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh. It is breezy. It is raining. High possibly in the mid-50s today. On meditation day, I'm going to do that today. I'm going to meditate. It's National Tea Day. You know,
I can't let you just get off with that. What do you mean you're going to meditate?
I'm going to meditate. Like,
what are you going to do? You're going to get a video? Are you going to read something? Do you know how to meditate?
I'm going to get into my mantra.
Okay, that's
get into
good
your
start.
Mantra.
I'm getting into my mantra.
The repeat.
Yeah.
You see the rosary, that's...
I'll sit cross-legged.
Yeah, on the floor.
I'll watch that happen.
Yeah.
Well, if it's the rosary, that's going to be about a minute and a half. I used to blaze through that thing like you can't believe.
It's the repetitive.
Hail Mary, full of grace. Boom. Hail Mary, full of grace. Boom. Hail Mary, full of grace.
No,
boom.
It's the repetitiveness.
I know.
The mantra like you're just talking about.
Anyway, but I was fast.
Meditation day.
Yep. Yep. It's tea day. I was actually, you know, I've got that list of 10 things of the only 10 things I'm going to eat for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the green tea thing, I was actually reading about that, how to try to make, because it admits it is like the most bitter tea you'll ever taste. And the main thing they're saying is, you know, honey, but which is for anything, obviously. But there are some other, you know, I got to learn more. Like even that thing, the other one of my 10 things of the only things I'm going to eat for the rest of my life. The quinoa?
No, that you're talking about that quinoa.
Quinoa. So I think there are certain more natural type sweeteners out there I have to explore.
Agave is good.
Agave, that's one of them too.
That's very good.
Where do you buy agave?
Yeah, anywhere. You can. Okay. Probably not the dollar store, but I know you can get it at any grocery store.
Aldi's?
I think I've gotten it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to get that.
I don't know if that's on your list, though. See, the reason they gave you 10 things, it's 10 things and that's it.
Well, yeah, but one of
you
the things
you can't, like,
is,
add stuff to it. It's like, oh, okay.
One of the things 11, is green 12, tea, 13. And I know it's phenomenal for you. I will live to 112 if I start drinking green tea.
So I have an idea for you.
Yeah.
Green tea, get some peppermint or spearmint tea to go with it, and then it's not so bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try
that. A little
that.
Honey, but a little spearmint or peppermint tea.
Yeah.
Mix it.
I saw a thing, a little meme, and said, I switched from my morning coffee to my morning green tea. And within 20 seconds, I absolutely lose my will to live.
That's how I feel.
Right.
I know, right?
You know, to go that extreme, you should maybe, you got to go off course a little bit, right?
I'm not that guy. I'm a real follower, Jim.
I'm not going to give up coffee. I mean, I'll give up a lot of stuff and I'll exercise, but I'm not giving up coffee. I won't give up cheese. Nope.
I could never give up cheese.
Right. Well, that's not on your list.
Oh, it's 11.
Okay. Tomorrow it's going to be 12. And
I color outside the lines a little bit. No. Brian says, always great to wear flannel in May.
Yeah,
hey,
I know,
boys.
Right?
Ugh. Terry says, rest in peace, George Wendt from Cheers.
I know.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of tributes. But you know what nobody talks about? About what he did?
What's that?
The Schwartzky. The Bears.
Oh, yeah. On Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
The Bears.
I mean, right. That was legendary what he did with that.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
And nobody ever is talking Cheers, which is great, but that made a big impact.
Yeah.
That was one of those cultural things.
How did he die?
Stop breathing.
Okay, Dad.
I'm not sure how he passed.
I was just wondering. He
died in his sleep.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's a good way to go.
Died in sleep.
All right.
It was 78.
Well, yes. Yes, it is, John. John, you don't want to see. Have you ever seen anyone die of cancer?
I don't want to die in my sleep, though.
Why?
Because I want to get stuff taken care of ahead of time. You know what I mean?
You never know what
on this new diet, I'm going to live for 20 years. I'm fine.
Anyway, that guy was a great actor. Very funny.
Obviously a great actor, and he was great in that character. But when he tried to do other things, I had a hard time.
Oh, yeah. Stereotype.
So he did a Columbo episode as the murderer, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was really.
And Todd's like, what's Norm doing there?
We're just talking about Leslie Nielsen, how last night. I watched 5 minutes of Naked Gun, and I laughed minimum 3 times, burst out laughing in a 5-minute segment.
That guy's out. Yeah, it's laugh out loud. He is funny. And I was telling you, that wasn't his thing. He was kind of a Shakespeare type, more professional.
He played a lot of bad guys when he was younger. Okay. You watch The Twilight Zone, I bet he was in 5 episodes of the old Twilight Zone and played bad guys.
Yeah.
Played like killers and stuff.
Yeah. I bet he was approachable too. I don't know, he died, but he lived in Florida, right?
Buddy of mine. Oh, I thought it was L.A. Well, and I don't know, but a buddy of mine that I've had on the show here, Greg, a sportscaster I worked with forever in L.A., he did one of the Jerry Lewis telethons with Leslie Nielsen, was kind of one of the guys. And they'd be standing there right before they go out, these people kind of nervous at this group.
Right.
And he had one of the...
I knew what you were going to say, right? The little fart boxes in his hand.
Yeah. He'd do that right before these people went on. Yeah. And he'd look at them like, God.
He was on Conan O'Brien one night, and he's just sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, and then he go, you know,
no
that kind
kidding.
Of, oh yeah.
Because he did that at the telethon, too, Greg said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. So by the way, watched the Favre thing last night.
Yeah. You said that. Right?
How do I put this? Disappointed in that they didn't put more effort into it. It was an hour long. I just assumed it'd be one of those 2-hour type things, but nothing came out that we haven't known for a lot. I mean, the Jen Sturger thing's horrible, terrible. Okay,
but that was all over the...
What year was that? 2014?
Yeah, right. No, it was 15? Earlier than that. It was
earlier than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first team after the Packers. 11, 12?
Yeah, it was... Anyway, yeah, but that was big news for a long 10? Time.
I mean, you're talking 15 years or whatever.
Right. Who did it? I mean, what was it? Just why was it a hit?
It was Netflix. They've been doing... They did one on...
Right,
yeah, but here's the deal. They did one on Urban Meyer as well. Okay, Urban Meyer, when he was at the University of Florida, had the most outlaw team in the history of college sports. I mean, it was beyond belief. Aaron Hernandez, who, you know, should be in prison. He killed himself in prison, but, you know, killed guys and whatever. And they kind of glossed over that. With Favre, everything was a negative type thing. And, I mean, again, how do you hide it? I mean, those things did happen. But it's like, okay, yep, we know about that. The Jen Sturger, oh, yeah. Okay, and then he did that. Yep. Only chased and whatever. Okay. Yep. Okay, and then it came to the thing in Mississippi, which pretty hard to justify what he did on that. I'm going to be totally honest with you. You can't. I mean, and the part that got me, and Burke Griffin and I even text back a little bit last night watching it, and the part that got me, we've been in the business of 1,000 years. We've done 4,000 PSAs with people, okay? We don't know a single person that got paid to do a PSA.
Well, that's why it's called a public service
public
announcement.
Public service announcement for a nonprofit.
Right,
it's
and
the
we
whole
have
thing.
PSAs going on all the time.
Aaron Jones did a really great one for Joe Olick's group here with the Brown County Veterans
Driver
Association.
Driver did a ton of them.
Driver is, and you don't even expect to get paid. Maybe somehow Bus Cook said, well, he's got to get a little something for the effort. But giving, but for him saying he got the $1 million that he personally got was to do a couple of PSAs.
Yeah. He knows.
That one doesn't pass the smell test, as they say.
Yeah, that's just a tremendous amount of money. And unless he raised $100 million out of it, which he didn't.
Right.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
We both know nobody gets $1 million for a PSA.
And he's done PSAs before.
He's done a million of them.
And he never got, I don't
Not
think,
that
well,
I
like you said, I don't know, but we've never paid anybody for a PSA.
especially coming from a poverty organization.
Right,
or
and that's what it was, right. Yeah. A nonprofit.
And the guy's got plenty of money. He's right. He doesn't so need much. The $1 million.
No, not at all.
If he would have sent it to a charity or something that, like that, yeah. then, you know,
they'd
but
let
still.
It go.
And another one, and again, you know, last time I talked to Brett, it was when I was doing the Rocky Blair golf tournament, and I emailed him and said, hey, Brett, if I sent you some stuff, would you sent me back every single, I bet I sent him 10 items, autographed every one.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's, you know, there's two sides of people. You know, just because a guy does something that, you know, possibly is really, really bad. I mean, nothing's been proven in court yet. It's still trying, you know, whatever, I guess, right where it's at. But what I'm saying is,
no, I don't
it
think
doesn't
he charged,
mean.
He didn't get charged. He didn't get. He,
no formal look, charges,
no,
right?
No, they took the other people down, but he didn't get charged.
Uh-uh. Okay.
So I don't think that's going to court.
So I don't know, do I have to use the word alleged with all this?
I really should, but.
Yeah,
alleged. But again, to your point, like all the stuff that he has done that's good, and he's done a lot of good in the community, nothing
of
that was touched on.
Not even the slightest bit of anything good.
No.
You saw it, eh, Todd?
I saw bits of it.
What did you think?
I
was just disappointed, kind of, and I'm not trying to be an apologist in any way, shape, or form, but I was just, it's like, that was easy for them to do. You know
what
I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's just get a whole bunch of old stuff. And get Jen Sturger to sit there and talk once again how after 15 years she still can't get a job.
And they sell a few ads.
And boom.
Yeah.
I mean, not defending them. I'm just saying Netflix could have done a much, much better job, I thought, in putting it all together. What do you people think? Anybody else see it? Text us. Let us know what you thought about that.
Some
about
of those are
piece.
Pretty good, though. Like
some
the,
of them are great, and I was expecting that.
I like the one.
And then I just want to say, if I could have a dream job, if somebody came down and said, okay, John, you've been such a great guy and whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a dream.
And we're going to let you have your dream job other than a welder. Oh, that's another thing we got to talk about. Other than a welder or a carpenter, okay, or heavy equipment operator.
Yeah.
All right. Mine would be putting together documentaries.
I could see you doing a good job with that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
That would be my dream job.
What's stopping you from doing that?
You?
That's not way out there for you. You could do that. You could start business and do documentaries.
I mean, it's really no different than your books, right?
Right.
But with the documentary, you'd be putting.
By the way, I had a nice talk with Tori yesterday.
Put him on PBS. Just Tori, to get started.
Tori Wittenbach.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Had a nice thing with her. She's all in on doing that book on women's basketball for UW Green Bay.
Good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, me too.
That program is one of the most underrated programs in the country for its size to be where, because you'd have to, you know, the thing is, for the GB fans that have gone on the road, although GB now has phenomenal facilities, GB's facilities will rival anybody in the conference, okay? Mm-hmm. But years ago, when that's all they had was the women's basketball court, did you even, were you ever there?
I never got into it.
And
they
pull out
morning.
The bleachers
yeah,
just
no.
to,
yeah.
you'd literally have intramural classes. Until like 6 or whatever, then they would clear out and then they'd pull up the bleachers and have a Division I basketball game.
Yeah.
So for them to build the program, to be on that, and they won big when they were like that. So what those coaches and everybody at GB has done for that women's basketball program over the years, mm-hmm. I think one of the best mid-major stories in the country. Yeah.
Hey, I saw this. We were talking men's basketball. See that guy they got?
Which one?
He's 28?
Oh, no, I didn't. I missed it.
No,
I didn't
see it.
28.
No.
20. That's old.
Why are they taking guys that young?
He's only been, what,
six goals? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
I'll find
Norm.
It. All right.
What was your favorite Norm line?
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah. And we're in milk bone underneath.
Yeah, yep. I think. Yep.
Another good one is, how's a cold beer sound, Norm? I don't know. I drink it before it has a chance to talk. All right, we got to set a quick break. We got a great lineup for you, folks. We'll be back right after this. And your little angel hung the cat up by its tail. And your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Everybody knows
your name. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a cold and windy and breezy. You know what this reminds me of? Late October high school football games where those last few games are just kind of crappy. That's why I'm glad today is meditation day, so I'm not even going to worry about it once I get my mantra with my green tea on tea day. and cultural diversity.
My
day.
Mantra. That I don't think that's the correct use of that word, really.
In my meditation class?
Yeah.
It is.
It is. Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Eat More Fruits and Vegetables Day.
All
right.
There you go.
I'm all into that. It's Waitstaff Day. Great. I didn't know waitstaff had a day. All three of my kids have been waiters, bartenders, things like that. God bless them. Mm-hmm. I never have, and I've always wanted to be.
You know what? I believe that.
Yeah, I'd love to be. Well, you saw me in action that night.
No, John, everybody should be waitstaff. Everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
That should be like going to high school and study civics.
They say that in retail.
Yeah, it's all the same. It's just dealing with people that you think are nice, and boy, It's a tough. I was a waiter for years. That's a tough job. You got to humble yourself.
Well, when I was at Cross Street the other night watching the Brewers game at Hagemeister, and the one girl was training this other girl, and it's like, wow, you got to know a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And she was asking how this one drink is made.
Right.
Well, that's triple sec, not the so-and-so. Yeah, right. You know, off the top of their heads. And it's like,
Or when they just totally ignore you. You know, you're standing there, you want to get ignored, and they just keep talking. It's like, hey, come on. I got other people to wait. Yeah, I think everybody should be a waiter.
I agree.
Waitress.
Got a text here from one of my boys.
Or retail.
Said Favre documentary was a complete waste of time. There was nothing new in it. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
Some text here from Cowboy Dave. The Times, I saw Phoenix women's basketball online or in television at opponents' gyms. There are maybe 40 or 50 people in the stands. In Green Bay, they have hundreds of people, thousands at times.
Yeah, they did.
Of people.
They sold out that, Chris.
Yeah. Hard to believe Cheers' last show was May 20th, 1993. Loved NBC Thursday nights back in the day, Terry. Not even a question. We've talked about that before. This is a terrible thing. I used to so look forward to Thursday nights. I was working in Flint, Michigan, and we had Fridays were so big with high school basketball that I'd always take Thursday night off. I'd work during the morning, you know, get stuff done, but I always take Thursday night off because then I'd work Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday nights. All right, so whatever. So I always look forward to Thursday. Order a big pizza, sitting there, opening credits to Cheers comes on. It's going to be Cheers, St. Elsewhere, and Hill Street Blues. And my wife comes on. She goes, my water just broke.
Ah.
And I had my first piece of pizza up here as the Cheers theme was coming on. And it sounds horrible, but I want to say,
can
I just watch it? Do we have time for this?
Wow.
No, I'll never forget that. In fact, when I hear the Cheers theme song, I think about that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That was 30 years ago? The last?
32?
Wow. Right? Wow. Yeah, 32.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Happy birthday, Cody Johnson, country singer. Judge Reinhold, he got off to a phenomenal start and kind of plateaued out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's doing much right now.
He started real young with Fast Times at Ridgemont High, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then he had a bunch of, then he has Beverly Hills Cop.
That's right.
All those, and I don't know, and ever since. Al Franken, 74, he's a politician.
We missed one.
Oh, I did miss one. Mr. T, 73. Seems like he should be older, doesn't it?
There's a guy that, didn't he kind of fade?
Well, he had a shtick. He was a one-trick pony.
Yeah. Anyway.
Although, I got to be honest.
Not a good neighbor, though. Remember he cut all those trees down? I hate people coming in just like, I'm so-and-so. Like that guy who owned the Redskins, too, right? The Redskins, whatever they're called, Monument now or whatever.
Snyder?
Yeah. He cut all those trees down, and the neighbors are like, what are you doing? Remember that?
Yeah. I got to buy.
He's like, so find me.
You know.
Which is true.
Statute of limitations has passed, and he's gone. Yeah. But Lindy Infante told me when they were coaching in the USFL, I think it might have been Jacksonville or someplace like that, and they all got fired right before Christmas. And the owner had this big, long, winding driveway. Lindy and the assistant coaches went over and cut down trees for their Christmas trees in his driveway.
There you go.
I love that story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who else? Al Franken, 74. His career went.
Boy.
Yeah.
It did. But you know what? You can be a comedian, but when you're.
No.
In a senator. I mean, come on. A U.S. senator?
Leo Sayer. 1977. Ironically, 77 years old. Oh, I hit the post.
No, you didn't. You walked all over it.
No, I didn't.
You walked
Oh, my God. I hit that better than anybody hit a post.
No, you didn't.
No. Anyway, go ahead, John.
Ronald Isley, one of the Isley brothers?
Yep.
I imagine?
Yep.
What? You bummed out because you walked all over?
No, I'm trying to think of one of their songs. Isley Brothers.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
It's your thing. Yep. Do what you want to do. Okay. Yep. Dorsey Levin's 55. Boy, that era. You know, when I started covering the Packers, the glory year guys were like 55. And Dorsey is 55.
How come we never had another glory years? And we kind of did.
We did. We had a chance to have one. I'm going to tell you something. That 1997 team was better than the 1996 team. And they went into that Super Bowl. Mike Holmgren, whatever you want to say about him, God bless him. That team was not prepared. They were overconfident.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't believe they were so overconfident.
You felt it going into the game. I mean, you knew they were going to mess up.
It was one of those things, for anybody that's ever gambled, you know, on games and whatever, where you talk to people, it's like, this is such a sure thing.
This
gotta,
is a lock.
You got to bet on this is
a lock.
I'm telling you, I was talking to a guy, okay? Right. And they've never worked out.
No.
Those never work out. Yeah. And it was that same thing all week in San Diego. All week. That's all it was. Oh, right. My God. You get it. And I told this story. We had Bruce Kostler, who was the head coach of Cincinnati Bengals at the time. Me and McCarron did a thing with him. And then we get done. He goes, are we on? Are we off? Yeah, we're off. He goes, you guys are going to kill him. It ain't going to be a game. Yeah. I mean, that was the whole theme all week. And it got to
their
players.
When their fans say, it got to them.
They should have won then. They should have won the next year in San Francisco. That Steve Young falling down and to Terrell Owens catches that pass. Yeah.
We've lost a lot
There's
of
so many
that one play
they,
games.
They had their let's put it this way. They had their window of glory years and they blew it. I'm just being honest. They blew it. I got that off my chest.
All right.
Cheese Curd Nick coming up.
In the house.
Fanny Z, Jessica Williams, Jessica George, local combat vets, veteran salute brought to you by Olson Legal Group, Benadiana Melcor, John Kramer, Terry Bars. Stay with us. No big deal.
Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a blustery Wednesday morning. Being joined right now by Cheese Curd Nick, who's going to be wearing that big old hoodie tonight at the farmer's market.
Well, we kick off the farmer's market tonight.
We do.
Look at this. Look at it out there. It's going to be great.
Oh, it's.
Does this remind you of a late October high school football day?
This reminds me of deer hunting season.
Absolutely, yeah.
But maybe people in this kind of cooler weather will be up for cheese curds.
No, absolutely not.
I tried that already, Jim. Absolutely bring not. Him out of his funk.
I've done the farmer's market way too many times.
Oh, yeah, you've done a lot.
And
you could probably predict generally how many people are going to be there, right?
I'll tell you what. It's not going to be good.
But don't you think the first one people?
In this
I don't know.
Weather.
It's like really? It's
the,
starting.
The biggest thing is it's a northeast wind, and it's going to be That's gusting cold. To 25. So it's coming right off the bay.
Coming right down Broadway.
Coming right down Broadway.
Well, we should promote it a little bit more than that.
We should. Yeah. Hey, come on down. Hey, it's going to be 68 and sunny, gentlemen.
I appreciate that. The fact that Jim's trying to stay positive.
I know.
But I appreciate
it. It is the first one. I do think people are going to come out to kind of. I do. It's the first one. People can come out, get some of that food truck and your stuff.
I appreciate your positivity.
I tell you what, Nick, I'll be there. How's that?
So all right. I will too.
Yeah.
All right.
I will stop over and get something.
We're going to walk through that.
All right. I appreciate that.
You got it.
And then
might not tip, but we'll come by.
Do you have the exact same location every year? Do you like?
Yeah. Years ago, I used to be up on the corner, and my lines would. And this is when my lines.
You're like Broadway and Walnut, right? Before?
No, I was on Broadway. What is that dead end road that? I'm on that same road.
Yeah. Okay. Because when I did it with you one time, you were actually right on Broadway.
No, I was on the corner right off of that same
road. Oh, you're in the corner, yeah. But you were more on Broadway
then.
Yeah,
right
on that. You got to kind of.
You're in a little bit.
But you're in a kind of a cool little, you got your own little village down there.
Yeah,
that's like the food court.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. It is. But
it's popular.
My lines, they didn't like the lines all getting all jacked up in the intersection there.
Right.
So then they're like, well, we have to move you. So I was mad for about a year that they moved me, and then I kind of fell in my groove there, and it's nice because I can have everything right there, you know, to where if I would have my same setup now in the middle somewhere, it would be very difficult to do stuff because I wouldn't be able to have my trailer there.
You need a lot of room
behind
you. It's wide open for you.
When you go down a little food court cul-de-sac, whatever you call that, you're a little unique there. I mean, there's some good food down there, but there's just not a lot of people doing fish. Well, I was there. We had fish.
Well, that was the. I don't do fish for the public. I do
fish
for.
I'm kind of a fan of the ragoon.
Yeah. Everybody likes a crab ragoon.
Yeah. But you don't do that there.
No, no. I just do that for friends and employees and stuff like that. But, you know, yeah, it's our line, you know, when it's a nice day. Which it will be later today.
There you go.
That's
there
right.
You go. Love it. There you go. Ding, ding.
Bell. What time does it start, the market?
3 o'clock, three to 8.
All right.
So it's 3 to 8 all the way through September. So that when September comes, which is, people are going to say, well, why are you talking about September? In a blink of an eye, it will be September.
Yeah, right.
Then it goes to 3 to 7, whole month of September. So basically when school starts, it goes to 3 to 7.
You talk about blink of an eye. Our kids are all going to be home for 4th of July. And that's here before you know it. And we called around to get some hotels because we're going to be going a couple places. They're full. So it's like,
oof. Get a VRBO or an
Airbnb. I know. That's what we're probably going to do. I was just calling this weekend.
Here's the thing.
Wait a minute. You're looking for Green Bay hotels?
No.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing with the
I was going to say, wait a minute. You get a 4-story house?
Yeah.
I would be really offended if I was one of your kids.
No, they will stay. They'll be there a couple nights. Okay. But there's some other stuff we want to do.
Well, Milton's got that for him. That's how Milton. I can see Milton being like, I was reading the thing about Barron Trump, where that $3 million place of, he had his own floor.
The dog
the whole time. His son.
Oh, Trump's son. Okay.
It's like an entire floor he had. Wouldn't that be cool when you're like 9 years old? But I could see Milton having that.
Hey, when you invite me over for that hot dog bar that we talked about off the air.
Think that's going to happen?
Well,
it is.
Well, anyway, can we feed Milton hot dogs?
No.
Cheese curds?
No. Don't do that.
Cheese curds.
Give him a couple? We had a guy on here yesterday, Nick. He's like the milkman of dog food. And he'll deliver it. And
I know him.
He assesses your dog. I'm going to get his number. I'm going to go see him. I think that's great.
He's at the Wednesday Farmers Market. So when you come and get cheese curds from
he'll
me,
be there tomorrow? Visit.
Yeah, today.
Okay, tonight? Today, I mean.
Yeah, he'll be there tomorrow.
Jim will be there tomorrow. Yeah.
Where the hell is everybody? All right, cool.
He'll be there tomorrow on Oneida Street.
But it'd be better weather.
I don't know if tomorrow's any better.
What are you drinking there?
It's a sparkling ice caffeine. So it's zero sugar.
Never seen that one before.
Neither.
It's pretty tasty. It's got caffeine in it because I need a little.
Oh yeah,
but today is eat your fruit and vegetables day.
It
Nick,
is. So eat cherry.
Oh, cherry. Oh, right, cherry. How many carbs?
Support
many carbs?
The day.
How many carbs? How many carbs?
Ready?
Yeah.
Zero.
Wow, there that's nice. I like that. Hey, I just want to say one thing, old man. You look at that exactly the way Jim and I do with our glasses. Try to tilt it just the right way.
Hold that back a little bit.
Here's the thing with that. So my glasses. I don't need glasses for. Close up. I need them for far away. So the whole, it makes it blurry.
Right.
I have to see, I can see better when I do this close up than that's cloudy right now. But if I do this, I got you.
But with all that said, and you sell cheese curds and burgers, you've lost 47 pounds.
How did you do that?
You do look good.
Well, the generic Ozempic, so semi-glutide.
You did. Hey, I just saw a story. Did you see that on national news last night? CBS News, which I'd never seen before. Boy, that's strange with the two guys.
I know. It
reminds
me
of a cable company in 1986.
In that we only had one anchor.
Right. Doesn't have that feel to it, though, Todd. Remember when news stations used to try to be, we're different. Look at where it's like.
Do you think they're trying too hard?
I thought they were trying too hard.
I'm not crazy about the anchors either. But anyway, I don't watch that.
I thought they were trying the whole.
What was the Ozempic
story? But it was about how the prices are going way, way up again now. On the knockoffs, because there had been some kind of an agreement, even with I'm probably getting some of this wrong, but the bottom line is the price is going way, way up by like $400, $500 a month versus what people had been paying. And it has something to do, and it's something to do with the knockoff type of Ozempas. Ozempic, I can't
remember. It's actually different, Ozempic.
Knockoffs
aren't different, right?
One lady said
she lost 70 pounds on the knockoff stuff. And the doctor there said, I'll be honest with you, when people go off it, 75% put all their weight back on.
Well, it's like a diet, John.
I know. Yeah.
So, like, I'll probably never be off. You know, I'm getting close to where I want to be. I want to float between 230 and 240. So you have to do a video conference.
I don't think things floated.
Float, yeah.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
I want to get on a maintenance. I'll be on a maintenance shot once I get to that point.
What is maintenance then? Once a month, or how often do they do that?
I don't know. He says once you get there, we'll talk about it. That's what
he
said.
Who do you go through?
What,
the guy in Appleton?
No, or do you online?
You do it online.
Because that's what the girl who worked here, and she just, I can't believe how cheap it was. I'm waiting for
$250
a month.
Yes, and then when you're on a shot, you're saving yourself $250 in food. So it's really,
I would agree with that.
You're not gonna. It's not like, oh my God, it's $250 more in my budget. It's actually not. That's what they said to me, and it actually holds true. You don't eat nowhere nearly as much.
But okay, so they're gonna come out with a pill.
Yep.
Because you gotta put needles in your body every day.
Yeah, right? I hate twice needles. Once a week. I hate needles. If you wave a needle in front of me, I'll pass out. Right. So my wife actually.
Oh, she does it.
Oh yeah. So I'm on my phone doing whatever.
She comes back up behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walks away.
Yeah.
Well, it's working.
Yeah, it works.
Congratulations, man. Especially being in your business.
Yeah.
Right.
Well.
Although, do you eat your own stuff?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. I really like, so the hot dogs that we use are Nathan's All Beef from Coney Island. Yeah. So like when Joey Chestnut eats 68 of them, 68 quarter pounders is what he eats. And that's, we sell those.
And they're good.
Oh yeah.
They're really good.
They have a little garlic taste. They're really good. Like, I don't want to call it Oscar Mayer brand, but that uncased hot dog.
Yeah.
That's the best uncased hot dog you'll ever eat.
Okay. Should I get those for the party?
You probably should.
Okay. I will.
Do you want me to bring anything?
No, Costco has.
Bring a dish to pass?
Yeah, they do. Costco's got really good, those big hot dogs. Oh, yeah, they do.
No.
And I'm going to have cheese and onions and just, it'll be a whole bar. You just make your own. I'll just grill them.
And then where's?
And the beer, I'm just going to have beer. That's it. I'm not making drinks for you guys.
I'll bring.
Yeah, bring whatever you want. But no, just Spotted Cow. That's it.
Just Spotted Cow?
Yep.
That's my wife's new favorite.
That's what I have.
Did you know it's illegal to sell Spotted Cow outside of Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I just read that.
Like, so remember that's where that, who's that crazy guy that they fly in for games and they just load up the plane with Spotted Cow?
So do you remember?
Private people. That's very, very popular.
Remember Fat Tire?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. That was the same thing. So all my friends, this was back 15, 18, 20 years ago. They would go to Colorado. A lot of them went to Colorado. They went skiing and snowboarding and stuff like that. Well, they would drive there and then drive back. And
then the Coors?
No.
Oh.
Fat Tire.
Oh, okay.
Because Fat Tire was this, they wouldn't
sell anywhere.
What's the law behind that, though? Well, is that a marketing ploy? Oh, it's so special?
Well, it's a law because, so like when I had my liquor store, like you guys have been on Eastern Seaboard, obviously. Have you ever had Yingling?
No.
Yes.
Yingling is a really good beer.
Yes. Okay. I'm not sure where, but I've had that. Y-U-G something?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So the problem is a lot of these breweries can only produce so much. They're not like Miller. They're not like Pabst. Right. They're not like Budweiser where they can just pump, 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 pump and supply the whole country. So what they did was they had regulations on, well, we can only sell to these states because that's how much they can put out. So when I had my liquor store, I reached, I'm like, I need Yingling here. And I didn't know why we couldn't get it here. Well, Yingling, one thing is if anybody even listening out there, Yingling is the oldest active brewery in the United States.
Oh, cool.
The oldest active.
Wow.
And they're where?
I believe they're out of Pennsylvania. Okay. I believe somewhere over there.
All right.
Dutch that started them up, you know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So I did make some phone calls. Well, I ended up going all the way talking to Yingling themselves. I'm like, why can't I get it in Wisconsin? And they said, we can't produce enough.
Well, that's a little different, though. I think the rules, because Spotted Cow, that's a huge, huge, they could put out more than Wisconsin, I think.
Well, right, but like Yingling handles like 14, I might be wrong.
Are you sure it's not around here, Nick?
Yingling?
Yeah.
I'm positive.
I think you're wrong. Because well, I don't know where I've had that other than here.
Eastern Seaboard. Or
I haven't been Eastern Seaboard in 5 years.
Unless somebody
the
smuggled it.
The oldest one, John. Maybe, they could have had it.
Unless somebody smuggled it.
Okay.
Right.
I don't drink anymore, so maybe there is Yingling finally here. I don't know. But this was back in 2007.
All right.
And they said, we can't produce enough, so what we do is we set up boundaries so we don't get overextended. So that's why there's like law and... The law states that you cannot take any beer or anything over state lines, right. Technically.
Yep.
So that's kind of like I believe that's a national law.
That you can't take beer over state lines?
No. Because like Line and Kugel, you could buy elsewhere, right?
Breaking news. I looked it up. Yuengling is now sold in Wisconsin with Molson Coors. They've joined forces.
Oh, that's probably why they did it.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. But, well, again, everything that I'm talking about is from, this is 2007 information, not 2025.
We like to be a little bit more current.
A little more current.
We're trying to inform the people of what's current. Yeah. But, okay, we'll do our history channel. Yeah. Okay. Come back for that, but yeah.
Well, hey, that's good to know. You know, now you you don't have to bootleg Yuengling into the state.
Right.
Anymore.
Well, but, there goes my business.
But I want to. Yeah. I want
to had a side gig.
I think there's more to it than that because
I would do a spotted cow thing. I would load up a truck with spotted cow and take it to
people do it all the time.
When I went to the Packers Rams game, I mailed a whole bunch of beer and spotted cow, and everybody that was at the tailgate like, oh my God, this beer is awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we got to set a quick break. Cheese Curtain Nick talking about today's farmer market on Broadway in downtown Green Bay. We got our veteran salute from Olson Legal Group coming up. We got some phenomenal guests with that. We got a full slate for you folks. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Might on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Orioles at the Brewers again today, 11:35 on WISS. Oof. Get out of town, I know.
Did they win last night?
I don't know, but
it was 5-2. That game is so slow.
They did win last night.
Okay. I was watching that, and it's like, come on.
Yeah. I know.
Man. I don't think
Contreras got out of a good slump the other day. Went 4-4, and he had been hitting not even his weight. I mean, truthfully,
that's funny.
And he's a stocky.
How about my
guy.
Weight? So not even his.
He wasn't even hitting your weight. You know what I think he was hitting? He was hitting with Jim Wade the first time he got. Or I shouldn't say the first time. When he got married. We were talking about this.
We were talking about because my wedding anniversary is coming up, and I said to John, "How much?" I was, you watch the video and all that. And it's been a long time, 35 years. And I couldn't believe how much weight she's put up with. You know what I mean? I'm getting better.
I thought you were going to say how much weight she put on.
No. I was going to run out of here.
But there
are people that weigh the same.
There is.
They're
weirdos.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, I was surprised. So we were talking about that. And
how many was it? How much would you weigh? This is probably what he was batting. What would you weigh?
I didn't bet. How much? No, when I got.
No. When you got married.
Like 140.
And that's about what he was hitting.
Oh. So, yeah. I'm not going to be back. I'll get closer, but I'm working on it.
Okay. I got one thing. We're talking about the beer. Yes. What was the other one that you came up with? For Spotted Cow?
Oh, Fat Squirrel.
Fat Squirrel. Okay, so I got a buddy.
You have a blue thing too. That's pretty.
Yeah,
popular.
But I meant when I had my liquor store, Fat Squirrel.
Where was your liquor store? I didn't know you had a liquor store.
Yeah, I was.
Did you?
No.
I had the last year and a half of the old Thirsty's liquor on 9th and Groves.
Really?
Yes. It was Thirsty's liquor, Thirsty's, and then it was
like what's there now?
It's a vape store.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me ask this. I got a buddy that I'm going to bring him something for doing a bunch of work for me, and he's a scotch drinker, and I've never heard of this scotch. Laphroaig?
I would go to, where I would go? This is where I would go to get it. I would either go to Woodman's, or I would go to Ridgeview Liquor in Ashwaubenon.
Well, I'm going to start with my buddy over in Alloway first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a good guy,
too.
He's a great guy. He's phenomenal.
Yep.
And if he's got it, he'll sit on his stool and he'll tell you exactly where it is.
We'll get it.
Yeah. And then he'll ask you about the Packer draft.
I'll tell you about him when we go out here.
It's for sale.
I know it is.
I would buy it in a heartbeat.
He'll ask
then you're married. That'll be your second marriage.
I'd live upstairs, which would make it my third. We got Nick here talking about the farmer's market. Well, Nick, again, at least the season has started, but man, not to blow smoke up you, but You were one of the hardest working men in showbiz. I mean, you don't take like time off, do you?
No. So before COVID, we'd do 130 to 140 dates a year. And then COVID came and we. And then we went to like 80 or 80 to 90. And now we do, I think this year with the draft added, I think we have 73 working days, like 73 vending days.
Oh.
And then in our business, it's basically you add another day to it for, you know, cleanup, setup.
Sure.
You know, so it, basically if I work 72 days, I work 144 days.
Right. If you get an event, today starting at 3. What time does your day start getting ready for that?
Because our weather's so beautiful today.
Yeah.
If it was a normal day, I'd probably start by 8 o'clock in the morning. I would be starting to do stuff.
Right.
You know, we have to be down there. I get there. I'm one of the first ones there at 1 o'clock just in case. You know, there's a just in case factor. Yeah. I like to be at my events. I try to be at all my events early just in case. Like 2 years ago, we had a fryer that went down. You know, I cleaned out the fryers the day before, went down there. It wasn't light.
And then,
you know, I'm like, well, that gives me time to get another, you know what I mean, to fix it or to switch it out or whatever.
I know
you.
The farmer's market's a big deal for you and the events, but what do you have going on? This is a holiday weekend. You doing anything?
Yeah, we'll be in Sturgeon Bay at the Sturgeon Bay Fine Arts Fair at Martin Park. We'll be there Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
It's one of the very few times when we talked about fish. This is the only event in a year that I do perch and I do shrimp baskets.
Oh, wow. All right. That sounds awesome.
And it's fine arts, which they're, you know, they like that.
They have fine art. You know, yeah, they do. They have, it's a...
They're a little hoity-toity up there.
Yeah, they are. So they have like a, it's kind of...
I like it.
Linens.
For him to say somebody else is hoity-toity.
Yeah. Yep. So,
all right. I don't know why you looked at me like that. I'm like,
it's
what are
from craft. You know, they have some craft stuff. When I say craft, it's not super high-end, but it goes all the way to, you know, $1,000 pictures.
What's about artwork, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And the other event that they actually have in fall is... they have an auction, and every year, I think they're going with boats this year, but they have like 20, they've done cherries, they've done bass, they've done all kinds of different things. And then they have artists paint them up, and they put them up for auction.
Yeah.
And the one year, they had like a bass or a cherry that was painted up. It went up for auction. It sold for $8,000.
Wow.
And they do live auction, right? That's in fall.
Did you see that one in Milwaukee, that boat? That beached.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
they
yeah,
can
yeah.
just see that, uh-uh. and they can't get it out. Yeah, did they? Did get it out. They worked. They tried so hard they could because it had filled with sand, with silt, and it was so heavy.
Was beached. Yeah. Yeah, they ran out of fuel. They bought this. They wanted to take it down. They wanted to get it down to the Mississippi River, I think. But they bought it and they ran out of gas. They couldn't get into the harbor and they abandoned the boat.
But the thing is, it became a huge tourist attraction then people grew. Paint all kinds of graffiti on it and the whole thing, and it's actually in the water. And there are these actual boat people who used to go there and take pictures.
Oh,
and a lot of people didn't want it removed. So it was like this cool, unique city art.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'd let that go. That's pretty cool.
Now they're talking about possibly cutting it up into pieces and auctioning it off to help pay for the salvage part of it.
Cheese Curtinick, Farmer's Market. Where are you going to be, brother?
We will be down at the end by the corn, next to the corn and kettle corn and corn. We'll be there 3 to 8 tonight. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, fresh battered cheese curds.
Sturgeon Bay this weekend.
Sturgeon Bay this weekend, Fine Arts Fair, Martin Park.
Awesome.
9 to 4 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday.
And thanks for the homemade cookies.
Yes, sir.
I'm feeling good already.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Quick break. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Yep.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.